Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Such a great night. Come away with one of the top defensive players in the draft. SEC Defensive Player of the Year, Butkus Award winner. We're fired up. We're fired up about this. The whole draft room's excited. The whole building's excited. I want to give a lot of credit to our area scout, Sam Somerville, our over-the-top scout, Francis St. Paul. Those are the guys, again, behind the scenes that are doing a ton of the work. They love this guy from the get-go. Again, united grades on this guy. We're really fired up about Roquan, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Ryan, how important was the leadership aspect with Roquan, and how does that manifest itself in his game and as you talk to him?
It's big, you know, especially at that position. You know, you're talking about a position that can kind of quarterback the defense. And Roquan not only is a great player, but he has outstanding intangibles. That's a huge strength of his, and it was a very attractive quality for us. We spent a lot of time with him. We obviously interviewed him at the Combine. We brought him into Chicago for a 30 visit. Matt, myself, Josh Lucas took him out to dinner. He's everything you're looking for as a player, but then also his makeup, and it's huge for us.
Right.
So, again, the first thing that comes to mind is his instincts, his play speed, and his physicality. I mean, he hits with impact. So those are things that jump out.
Ryan, at number eight, can you walk us through what your situation was? Efforts or teams trying to move up, how much in play was the pick after the guys had gone ahead of you and what you still had on your board?
Yeah, I mean, you could feel some things going on with the quarterbacks in play. You know, we felt pretty strong if we stayed pat at eight that we were going to get a good player. It kind of went off like how we expected. And we were thrilled when Roquan was there. We were thrilled when he was there, and we're very happy.
Ryan, for you, what are some of the signature moments you saw that sort of exemplify who he is as a football player, or things that you could point to that stand out?
I mean, just every game you watch, I mean, he's just so explosive. You know, I mean, Notre Dame, every game you watch, this guy's flying around, making plays. You just can't help. And I think, you know, in today's NFL, the linebackers are becoming more and more of this. You know, sometimes you might sacrifice a little bit of size to gain a lot of athleticism and a lot of speed, and Roquan definitely has that.
Ryan, when was the first time you either saw him live or you saw him on tape that he sort of turned the light on for you?
Probably about midseason. You know, and our scouts have been pounding the table for this guy for a long time. I remember Sadowski during the season. We're at a Bears game in our booth. And I remember Sadowski talking about him then. So his name's come up a ton. And then once you meet him, you know, it just kind of cements it for you. And I think you guys are going to feel that the more you talk to him. He's just a special person and a special player.
Ryan, other than his hole-in-one, how fired up was Fangio about this decision?
He was so fired up to give you guys that information. So he's been walking around with his chest out all day. He couldn't be happier. So it's an important acquisition for us. I know Vic and his staff will maximize this player, and that's what's exciting about it. Vic's been around a lot of good linebacker play, and this just adds to the great linebacker play the Bears have had as well.
Specifically, what was his input in maybe the ranking?
The linebackers for you?
Very important. I mean, Vic, you know, this is obviously one of Vic's top players, one of Matt's top players, my top player. I mean, the thing about this is one thing I'll look, you know, and we've talked about this, we might have 12, 10, 12, 15 grades on a guy, and it's so comforting for me when I can look at that bandwidth of grades and they're all right next to each other, and that's definitely how Roquan was. So it makes the pick really easy when we're all unified like that.
Was Vic at that dinner?
Vic wasn't at that dinner. Vic spent the whole day with him the next day here at the office going over the football IQ part.
Ryan, what stands out about Roquan's ability to affect the quarterback and get into the backfield and pressure the quarterback?
Because he's got such great burst. Like he's such a sudden, twitchy player. So he times his blitz very well, and then he's got outstanding burst. He's one of those guys, and he just can uncoil when he hits. So when he strikes a guy, it's very impactful. He's built that way, you know, thick, sturdy build. Those things stand out.
How far have you guys gotten, Ryan, with scheme, with him and Danny, like at Mike and Jack? Have you guys put that much thought into it yet?
Not yet, other than just knowing he's a highly intelligent player. You know, I think he's an economics major with a 3.2 GPA, and he's a highly, highly intelligent player. And when we met with him and interviewed him, that shined through the whole way. I mean, I think, you know, we interview guys at the Combine, we interview guys when they're here, and every time it was A+, A+, every time we met with Roquan. And the information our scouts are gathering at the school, same thing. Talk to players that he's played with, same thing. So this guy checks all the boxes.
Ryan, he seems like somebody where you look at the scouting reports and people are almost trying to find negatives about him a little bit. The size situation, though, is he someone that needs any more bulk, or are you kind of comfortable where he's at?
No, because he's thick. You know, he's thick, muscular, you know, sturdy build, you know. So I think, you know, that he plays strong, you know. So I think his size is fine for us. And, yeah, we don't want to sacrifice any of that speed that he has.
What do you think about his coverage abilities, his ability to take a running back or a tight end up the seam?
Good, and we see that in coverage, a wheel route down the sidelines by a back. Like, you can see him in coverage because he has the speed to run with tight ends or backs out of the backfield. He has the change of direction to mirror routes. So those traits are definitely there for him. And he also has the awareness and instincts and coverage to feel things around him. Good.
How accurate do you think the comparisons are to Patrick Willis or Navarro Bowman?
Those are, you know, pretty lofty comparisons. We'll see. You know,
in terms of skill set.
Yeah, I mean, those guys. I think, you know, you talk about speed and athleticism, and those are probably some common traits. But you know, hey, we got to get him in here, and he's got to play. So,
Ryan, I think he. I think he told reporters in Dallas that you guys called him. He didn't answer his phone. you know, what was that like?
It was,
up there?
That was probably like it felt like maybe 15 seconds, you know, just a little bit of a pause. But you know, we weren't concerned.
Didn't trip you up or anything?
No, okay. No. And he has agents that were Todd France, and those guys are very, very familiar with his agents.
Research and having the draft play out the way you expect. So, having seen everything tonight, are you in a good position for tomorrow and how you feel heading in?
We are. We're really fired up about tomorrow. There's a lot of good players, and that we're going to go back upstairs right now and kind of line it up. You know, picking, you know, the seventh pick in this round. There's another opportunity to get better, and there's a lot of players available that excite us. So right now, Matt, Josh, Sadowski, Champ, they're sitting in my office waiting for me to come back up to kind of get this thing rolling and keep improving our team, because we definitely improved our team tonight.
Right, without having a third rounder, how important is the second round pick? And do you envision just having that one pick tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, and I think, Mark, you've seen the last couple of years that our ability to maybe move around in the second round, if need be, you know, we could do that. Or if there's a player there that we love, or shoot, we could go up tomorrow. So we'll see. Having two fourth rounders helps us. I think this is a pretty deep draft in that area. So we're comfortable we're going to get some good players at that part in the draft too.
Just wondering, there was some buzz on TV that you guys were maybe thinking about trying to get back in at the end of the first round. Was there any validity to that?
I think, you know, we're always exploring those things, you know. So to answer your question, yeah, you know, we were exploring some different options to come back in. And like we talked about the other day, we're always going to be aggressive if there's players we like. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Along the same lines, when you were drafting there at 8, how active were the phones when – with teams that needed a quarterback there, would you say that it was strong interest, or how would you characterize that?
Dave, it wasn't super strong, really, you know. And as soon as Roquan was there, as soon as we knew it was going to unfold that way, the whole room is elated, you know. So it was just that's a great moment in the draft room when everybody feels that way, you know.
Thanks, guys.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah.